So for a few moments, I'd like to share with you, as we take off our talis and tefillin, a thought which was presented by Rav Soloveitchik with regard to the theme of Tisha B'Av, whether it is really a day of Nechama, day of Avelus. On one hand, we are familiar with the Mishnah in the end of Masechtas Tainis, which discusses the various tragedies which befell upon the Bnei Yisrael on Tish B'Av, five things, namely, Nigzar Avoseinu Shalichnus L'Aretz, the original Tish B'Av, time of the Meraglim, in which the spies gave forth, at least 10 of them, an evil report. The Charav HaBayis Rishon V'Rishniya, the first and second Beis HaMikdash, both of them were destroyed on Tisha B'Av. V'Nilchada Beitar, the great city Beitar, and many of the Jewish people within were destroyed. And finally, the fifth, V'Nechrasha Ha'ir, that the city was destroyed, completely plowed down. And on this, the Gemara in Tainus says precisely the time in which the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. It says, B'shiva nichnasu nachum l'heichal, on the seventh day, is the time in which our enemies came into the sanctuary, into the Beis HaMikdash, v'yachlu, v'kilku bo shvi shmini, and they caused tremendous problems in defiling the Beis HaMikdash on that day, as well as the eighth and the ninth. V'shiv samach ha'chashecha, in the ninth day, right around now, moments before the Shkia, it's already past the Shkia, but moments before the Shkia, Sisubos Or, that's when the fire began to burn, and it continued throughout this evening, as well as the next day into the 10th. And on this, the Gemara says, quoting the words of Yochanan, if I would have been in that generation, I would not have established Tisha B'Av on the 9th, but rather on the 10th day of Av. After all, the majority of the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed not on Tisha B'Av, but tomorrow on the 10th. So what is the reason why was it today? Tisha B'Av is the time in which we acknowledge the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. If in fact the majority of it was not burned until tomorrow, for Rabbanan explain, Aschalta de Parnusa Adifa, that when it comes to the beginning of a tragedy, that's the focus. Because for the fire to have continued to burn down the Beis HaMikdash was just a natural reaction of what had already occurred. So the actual tragedy was the moment that the fire began to burn, which was on Tisha B'Av, even though it was so close to the Shkia. Now on this it's brought down in the Shulchan Aruch that even though we have the 9 days from Rosh Chodesh Av until Tisha B'Av, the Metzias is, we really have until the 10th. We really have 9.5 days. Namely, until tomorrow at Chatzos, it's brought down. But Tisha B'Av, Erev Shabbos, Chosisu Eish B'Hechel, V'Nisraf, at Shkia Sachama, B'Yom Asiri. The Mechaber says actually continue burning the entire 10th day until about 24 hours from now. M'nekach min ha'kosher shol ha'chobosu shol shos yayin b'leil Asiri, V'Yom Asiri. The Mechaber is of the opinion that you should not eat meat or drink wine the entire 10th of Av. We do not hold like this, but rather the words of the Ramah, which is the opinion of the Ashkenaz, Yesh Machmirin, Ad Chatzos Hayom V'lo Yoter, that we do not eat meat, we do not drink wine, up until Chatzos, until midday, but not further. And it makes sense. The reason why is because the tragedy of Tisha B'Av does not end when we begin at 8:57 to eat tonight. As we're eating and enjoying our Suda, our breakfast, the reality is the Beis HaMikdash is burning, and it continues to burn well into the next day. With that said, one would look at these halachos and ask the question, what part of Tisha B'Av, which we're just finishing, what part of Tisha B'Av was more serious? Which part of Tisha B'Av is more significant, the first half or the second half? So certainly the second half, because that's the time which the Beis HaMikdash began to burn. Up until that point, we were waiting, we were not sure. Maybe somehow Nisim have happened to the Bnei Yisrael in the past. Maybe Hashem somehow will intervene, and the Beis HaMikdash will be spared. But once the Beis HaMikdash began to burn, there's no turning back. And therefore, one would logically conclude that we should be more serious, and the laws of Avela should get even more intense from Chatzos on Tisha B'Av. And Rav Soloveitchik points out that the exact opposite happens. We know, as it's brought down in the Ramah, the Shulchan Aruch, he says, for those that do malacha on Tisha B'Av, lo nahagu b'isr malacha ki'im ad chatzot. Up until midday, a person, if they can refrain from working, or encouraged to do so, depending on the question of what malacha is, we're not going to get into. But after chatzos, it's permissible, where it's more lenient after midday. Not only that, the Shulchan Aruch also tells us that Yoshim Beis Achneses L'Aretz Ad Tfilas HaMincha. We're all sitting in chairs. For those that were physically able to do so, we sit on a lower place last night and in the morning to acknowledge our level of avails of mourning, but now we don't. You would think now is precisely the time we should be on the ground. Furthermore, we find in Halacha, when it comes to the break fast and preparation, it says, you know when you can start? After Chatzos. We just wore tefillin. Tefillin was not worn by Shachris, as we mentioned before, a week or two ago, because tefillin is pe'er. It's brought down in Sefer Yecheskel, represents glory. And a person who is in a velus cannot express themselves in a glorious manner. But after mincha, by mincha time, it's not a problem. But why? The Beis HaMikdash is burning. We also did not say tachnun tonight. We didn't say tachnun by shachris. And the reason it's brought down is mishum de'ikre moed. The moed is generally translated as a festival, a holiday. It's not much of a holiday, it's not much of a festival. Certainly we have to understand the significance of Tisha B'Av before Chatzos and after Chatzos. And we also have to understand what we're able to do after Chatzos tomorrow. After Chatzos tomorrow, there's no more avails. A person can eat meat, drink wine, get haircuts, do whatever they need to do. But the question is, why are we able to do that? The Beis HaMikdash just was destroyed. So all of a sudden, tomorrow we can go back to the way we were as though nothing ever happened. And have parties, and have barbecues. Doesn't make sense. It seems like we're pretending that we're in a veilus, then tomorrow everything's okay. And the Rav answers in the following manner. Based on a pasuk in Tehillim, Perek Ayin Tes, Psalm 79. Mizmor l'asaf elokim bo goyim menach lasecha, timu eshechel kodshecha, samir shishlayim le'iyim. Translated, a mizmor, zmira, a song, a joyful song. So what are these words that we're saying? What are the lyrics that are so rejoiceful in this mizmor l'asaf? Hashem, the nations have come into your inheritance. They have defiled your holy temple, and they have made your shalim into heaps. Ask the Medrash Rabbah, how could we possibly say mizmor l'asaf, kina l'asaf? We should be lamenting. We should be sad. Why is this something to give forth mizmor? That the Yerushalayim is in a heap. The Beis HaMikdash is defiled and destroyed. I'd like to share with you the words of the Medrash. Brings down a mashal to a king, Sha'asa Beis Chupa Lubno. His son was getting married. A very special prince. And the father would hold back no expenses. And he plastered and painted and made beautiful images all over this chuppah. Unfortunately, v'yatzeh b'no l'tor b'sra, the child, it doesn't say what he did, but he did something really bad. Miad, because of this, the father, the king, was furious, he was upset. Olah ha-melech ha-chuppah, the king went to this beautiful, beautiful chuppah that he had just made, took days, so much money was put into it. Bikara eshavilonais, and he broke the curtains, v'shiber esekinim, and he took all the reeds and smashed them. There was nothing left. There was just heaps of garbage. V'natal pedagog shelo, and his teacher, this prince's tutor, walked up to the king, and he grabbed an ibum shokanim, a flute. He started playing some musical instruments. He was dancing and rejoicing. He was so happy. So the people saw this crazy sight. And they said, the king is completely infuriated at his son's negative behavior. He just completely destroyed the chuppah. Yad Yoshe Mazamer, you're sitting here and singing. You're making music. This is not a time to be happy. And he looked at him and said, no, you're wrong. It is a time for me to rejoice. I'm happy because my dear friend that I've been teaching for so many years, he did things wrong. And the king legitimately could have placed his anger and wrath on his son. Could have harmed him. Could have hurt him. Instead, he channeled that energy, that emotion, that anger, on an inanimate object, on the chuppah. And for that reason, I rejoice. Kach, says the Medrash, so too. Amrul Asif HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hirchav Heichel HaMikdash Yata Yoshim Azamer. How could you write in Tehillim a mizmor that the Beis HaMikdash has been destroyed, that your Yerushalayim is in heaps? Amrul Ahem, he says, I'll tell you why. Mizamer Ani Sheshafach HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chamaso Al Ha'etzim Ve'al Ha'avonim. I'm rejoicing because Hashem also was angry, just like that king. He's angry at the Bnei Israel. And he could have easily channeled his anger legitimately upon us, people, the Jewish people. But he didn't. Instead, he placed and channeled his energy and destruction on avanim and on etzim, on stones, on wood, on an inanimate object. The Beis HaMikdash, as great as it is, it's a building. Explains Rav Soloveitchik, the Rav explains that what's unusual about after Chatzos is we generally think that at this point that the Beis HaMikdash is burning, it's a terrible tragedy. And that's true. But the worst tragedy, it is not. The worst possible thing would not be that Hashem would destroy the Beis HaMikdash, but rather the Bnei Israel. And therefore, Mizmor L'Asaf, at this point in time, we praise Hashem. We're relieved. We have some level of hope in our lives. And that's the reason why, with a few moments that we have left, it's brought down in Eicha this similar theme. Rav Elazar HaKaller, who is the general mechaber of most of the kinos, writes in Eicha Yashva Chatzelus Hasharon, he says, Kikalya Chuyavti Kedor HaMabul, that we, in the times of the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, we were potentially going to be destroyed, Kedor HaMabul, just like the flood. However, when it came to the Dor HaMabul, Hashem did it. Hashem did destroy people. Instead, says this kinah, Kiso v'yasisu chavu v'novel. His chavala, his hitting, was on his kisos, kisya kavod, was on his throne, his home. Hashem made himself homeless so that he would not have to cast his wrath upon the Bnei Israel. And therefore, because of this, it makes sense, all of the different change of avelus, that up until Chatzos, the level of mourning is the most intense. Because at that point of Tisha B'Av, we did not know what was going to happen. We knew something serious was going to happen. But it might not have been a building. It might have been us. But once that first kindling of fire was placed upon the base of Mikdash, the Bnei Israel realized that it was not going to be us. It was going to be it, the base of Mikdash. And for this reason, the level of avelus, explains the Rav, decreases. Because we have then changed from a point, a status of hopelessness, to a status of hope. And with that said, we can maybe understand why tomorrow, even though the base of Mikdash has been destroyed, we are able to completely remove ourselves from any form of avelus. It's because after we now realize the base of Mikdash was destroyed, it shows the love HaKadosh Baruch Hu has for the Bnei Israel and the compassion that He has for us. And for this reason, that level of avelus can now end. Because now we know it was placed upon the base of Mikdash and not on us. It says in another kina, the kina l'cha Hashem at tzedakah, which discusses all of the great charities that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for the Bnei Israel. One of them, providing food for us in the Midbar, Mon, helping us win all sorts of milchamot, wars. Says the kina in l'cha Hashem at tzedakah, b'shnei churvanos shicharvu. Thank you, Hashem, for the two destructions. The destruction of the first base of Mikdash and the destruction of the second base of Mikdash. And why is that? L'cha Hashem at tzedakah, the kina continues. And that same sentence concludes, v'anachnu kayomim. We are alive. That is the greatest tzedakah. The tzedakah Hashem shows us. That He was able to take the base of Mikdash as a pikadon, as collateral, so that we could be, will be able to continue. So much so, it's clear in the Psukim, in Parshas Pekudei, Ela Pekudei HaMishkan, Mishkan Eidos, says the Medrash, that do not read the word Mishkan, rather Mashkon, because as a person who needs a loan, you give collateral because I have nothing else to give you. Hashem also took a mashkon, the mishkan, the base of Mikdash from us. And the mishkan, it says in the Pasuk, El HaMishkan, mishkan two times. And as the Baal HaTorim so colorfully and beautifully does, he explains that if you look at the first base of Mikdash, the amount of years that it stood, 410. And if you count the gematria, the numerical value of the word Mishkan, Mem, 40, Shin is another, is 300, Chaf and Nun is 20, and 50 equals 410. Explains the Baal HaTorim that that was our Mashkon. The 410, but no more. It had to be taken away so that we'll be able to continue. That we'll be able to endure. This gives us chizuk, should give us strength, that at the darkest periods of our life, on a personal and on a national level, there's always room for salvation. Hashem is always there to assist us, to make sure that we will continue to have another Tisha B'Av, another year. Chazal tell us, Mishicharav Beis HaMikdash, Noilad Melech HaMashiach. The time in which the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, at that darkest period, that was the time in which Mashiach was born. We should never lose hope. And that is the point of Chatzos On, that we should carry with us this feeling that although we have unfortunately been without the Beis HaMikdash for a countless amount of years, nonetheless, we should always strive to improve ourselves in the hoping of bringing about Mashiach and the building of the Beis HaMikdash b'mehirah v'yameinu speedily in our days. Rabbi Chanan ben Akash Shemar Sekadosh Baruch Hu Sekadosh Vichachar Bahem Termitzu Shnemar Adonai Chafetz Aman Sidko Yadil Torah V'Yadir.